Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
So what's this with the air quality? The EPA said the other day it was like six straight days of really bad air, and we may be in line, given what we've got outside right now, for another. This is Kim Biggs, Public Information Officer for the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. Hi, Kim. Morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you like cream de mince?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness. You're way too young to be a cream de mint drinker. Holy cow.
Oh. No, I'm a couple times eligible for that.
Was I correct in hearing that the air quality has been especially bad lately?
It has. We are actually on our seventh straight day for an air pollution action day for the Chicago region. So this is something we haven't seen in some time. But given the hot temperatures, stagnant air that we are seeing in that area, these are the days that we expect air pollution levels to start to increase.
Well, you know, you just think with businesses operating less than they normally would and fewer cars on the road and stuff like that, that the pollution would be down. Not so, huh?
Not necessarily. Meteorology plays a significant role in our air quality. So we do still have emissions from a number of sectors that are still operating, the vehicles that are on the road. That's why we are trying to encourage actions that will help to reduce any additional impacts on the air quality.
Well, what is it then? So, I mean, it's warm. We have some exhaust and stuff like that coming off. Is that what we're talking about? Is just air pollution from automobiles and plants and businesses and stuff like that being trapped in the atmosphere, and we're all just kind of living in this smog ball right now?
Somewhat, yes. What we're dealing with currently is ground-level ozone, and that isn't actually a directly emitted pollutant. That is something that is formed from a chemical reaction from the emissions of vehicles and industry that reacts in the heat and the sunlight to form ground-level ozone. Different from the ozone that we have in the upper atmosphere that protects us from UV rays, but it is certainly something that can be a health concern, especially to the sensitive populations.
Well, how would I notice that? Like, it's not like allergies, is it? The allergens in the air are pretty... Here's a double dose. You got a bad year for that as well. Is this
right? Yes. Allergies are a little different. Sometimes you can see a little bit of haze in the air when we have ground level ozone. But individuals with respiratory or pulmonary issues will certainly kind of feel that if they go outdoors, might have some tightening in the chest, difficulty breathing, especially if they are exerting themselves. And that's why we want folks to stay in and try to stay cool and limit their outdoor exposure.
So there's nothing I can do about that. The mask I'm wearing over my face isn't going to help me?
Not necessarily. It might actually make it a little more difficult to breathe as hot as it's been lately. So we're just recommending that folks stay cool and try to stay indoors if possible.
And the break comes what? When we get a breeze or when the temperature goes down? How do we get out of this cycle we're in right now?
Yes. Some rains to the area would be a big improvement to it. There is a chance of rains this afternoon. We are hoping to have a break after today. If wind speeds will pick up and kind of move this air mass out of the region, that will see an improvement. Unfortunately, we do see another long, hot, stagnant week ahead. So we may be back in this again by next week.
I don't remember 7 days in a row. Yeah. Is this any kind of a record?
It is the longest we've ever gone for sequential action days. We've had this occur two other times since we've been calling action days, which started in 1995. It's not necessarily a surprise to see more of them now because the standards are much more stringent now, so the air quality index correlates to what the current air quality standards are. So they were much different back in 1995 than they are now, but this will be our 10th action day for 2020 already. We didn't have any in 2019. So,
well, of course we didn't. It's 2020, and it's the worst year ever.
Absolutely. Yes, we're definitely seeing a hot summer, and these hot, stagnant days are just perfect precursors for development of ground-level ozone.
Well, we had a little rain yesterday, and there were 50-mile-an-hour gusts throughout the area, but that's not enough to stir it up and wipe it out.
It wasn't quite enough. We were kind of borderline on calling today, but as a precaution, we want to make sure folks are taking those steps to protect their health and to reduce their impacts on air quality. So hopefully this will be our final day this week of this series of action days.
So I don't want to belabor it, but are we tying a record today or are we breaking a record today?
We're tying a record today.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I say let's go for the record. We've got it today, one more tomorrow, and then we'll be able to say not only did we have the locusts and the pandemic, but we also broke an EPA record for whatever she just said, ground-level ozone or whatnot. Okay. Kim, listen, it's nice to talk to you. I appreciate your expertise on this. She's the public information officer with the Illinois EPA. We'll take that advice. Thanks for the help, Kim.
Thank you.
Bye now. You betcha.